Today we want to think on the subject of great fathers. A story is told of a father who was one day teaching his little boy what manner of person a Christian is. When the lesson was finished, the father got the stab of his life when his little boy asked him, "Father, have I ever seen a Christian?" C.F. Andrews, who was a beloved missionary to India, tells of a crisis in his boyhood home. A trusted friend made away with all the family savings. The scripture lesson for family devotions that night was the fifth from the 55th Psalm. "For it was not an enemy, then I could have borne it, but it was thou, mine acquaintance. We walked unto the house of God in company." Some terrible verses then follow, calling down a curse upon such a traitor. But my father never read those verses. Mr. Andrews related, instead, he began to pray at once, and as he did so, his voice broke with compassion for the friend. Whether the money was recovered or the friend restored, we do not know. But one thing is certain, that the Christian love of such a father had a tremendous effect upon the loving character of his missionary son. I'm sure most fathers want to be really good fathers, though we cannot guarantee how our children will turn out, yet there are some important instructions in God's Word that if we will follow, will greatly increase the probability of our children turning out to be responsible, godly children. What we are will make a tremendous difference in how we raise our children. What we do is important, but above that, our relationship with the Lord and the character we exhibit is of utmost importance in order to be a good father. First of all, we want to think on have a great heart. A father needs a great heart. And in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, we read, "But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee." Now when King Saul had turned away from the Lord, and God chose David to take his place, note what he said. And that's what he said in 1 Samuel 13:14. He wanted a man after God's own heart. This shows David's heart. His greatest desire was to know and do that which was close to God's heart. In order to be a great father, we must have a great heart. Our relationship with the Lord must be good if we are going to be a good father. Notice in Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God." That thirst can only be satisfied by loving God's Word and spending time reading it, studying it, and hearing it, and then obeying it. In Psalm 119, verse 10, we read, "With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments." And then verse 12, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." And then verse 38, we read, "Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear." And then verses 57 and 58, we read, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word." Now, good music is wonderful. It's a blessing, but it should never take the place of spending time in God's word. And also, the beauty of creation helps us to understand how great and wonderful God is. But again, enjoying wonderful beauty out in God's creation should never take the place of God's word. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, we read, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God," or hearing the word of God. The Father should show his love for God's word by having personal devotions. And I remember my dad. I remember when I was pastoring in Clear Lake. Once in a while, my dad had retired and had moved, dad and mom had moved to town. And I remember we would stay overnight in one of the bedrooms on the first floor. And I remember coming out in the morning and here my dad would be sitting at the living room table reading the Bible. And then another thing, we should lead the family in family devotions. And I remember out on the farm, every evening we would gather together in the living room and my dad would lead us in family devotions. And then the father should lead the family in faithful church attendance. And again, I remember my dad doing that. We always went to church on Sunday. And he did that, that all of us kids might sit under the teaching of God's word. And then another thing a dad can do is tuck his children in at bedtime and read a Bible story to them. Someone has written, "Walk the safe and narrow way. Let the children hear you pray. Would you ways of wisdom teach? With God's truth their young hearts reach. Then be faithful, I beseech. Watch your step." And so we must love God's word and we must have a great heart. And then secondly, we must have great character. Again, back to David. He was not only a man with a great heart, but was also a man with great character. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 36, we read, "Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Thy gentleness hath made me great." Now note some of the verses preceding that verse. Verses 33 to 35. It says, "God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arm." Now David spoke of what God did for him and gave him. God gave him strength and power and made his way perfect. And that doesn't mean sinless, it means successful. And God made him to rise above adverse circumstances and enabled him to have victory against those that were his enemy. And God protected him from the enemy. And again, verse 36, it says, "And thy gentleness hath made me great." The word gentleness has the thought of bowing down or hearkening unto. In other words, we need to be not angry people or critical people. We need to be very gentle people. David was great because of what God did for him and gave to him. Because of his heart for God, he became a man of strength and strong character. I want to read a verse in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance," or self-control. "Against such there is no law." Fathers will have strong character if the fruit of the Holy Spirit is produced in their lives. Now the first fruit was love, and John 15:12-13 speaks about that. And we are to love as Christ loved us. In other words, we are to exhibit unconditional love for our wife, or for our children, or for others. And then also we're to exhibit joy. And John 15:11 speaks of God's joy abiding in us. God wants us to be joyful, cheerful people. And then another fruit was peace. And John 14:27 speaks about peace that God gives us. And Psalm 119:165 says, "Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." And then another one of the fruits was long-suffering, or patience. And patience means someone who accepts a difficult situation and doesn't give God a deadline to remove it or to solve it. He is a very patient person, regardless of what he faces throughout life. And then the next fruit of the Spirit was gentleness. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10:1 talks about that. And it tells us that Christ was gentle and produces it in the lives of those who are Spirit-filled believers. And a great father should exhibit gentleness also. Gentle means a mild, moderate spirit, not strong or violent or easily upset. We are to be easy-mannered people. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 says that we are to be as a nurse who cares for her children when they are ill. And so we are to be gentlemen. And then another fruit of the Spirit was goodness. And Romans 2:4 talks about that. A life filled with goodness and good works. And we are to have a life that is excellent. And This speaks of our quality of character, good character, good character. Our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, our fellow workers, or neighbors should know us as good, benevolent, giving people. And then the next fruit of the Spirit was faith, or that means faithfulness. In other words, we are to be firm and stable and steady. We are to be men that God can count on and that others can count on. We are to be predictable, and circumstances shouldn't alter the way we live and the way we perform the things we have to do. Others know us as a person they can depend upon when we are faithful, a person they can count on. We are not a person who brings a lot of disappointment to others. We are to be true to our word, faithful men. And then another fruit of the Spirit is meekness, and meekness is not weakness. Meekness is power under control. Being able to endure insults without being resentful, and being courageous. And Matthew 11:29 speaks of that. It speaks of Jesus. Jesus was meek and lowly. And yet Jesus is the great creator. He's omnipotent with all power and is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And yet he humbled himself and took upon him the form of a servant. He could have called, the scripture says, 10,000 angels to deliver him from the cross. But he willingly did the will of the Father and went to the cross. Great fathers also exhibit meekness. And lastly, the last fruit of the Spirit is temperance, or self-control. And that's a virtue of one who masters his desires, his passions, especially his sensual appetites. 1 Corinthians 9:24-25 speaks about this. A person who is self-controlled will be temperate, disciplined. Yes, self-controlled. Yes, a spirit-filled believer will be a great father, and he will be temperate and have his passions under control, and he will have his priorities straight, and he will put Christ first and do those things which are most important in his life and in his family and in his home. Yes, great fathers have great character. How is this character produced in our lives? Well, notice, turning back to the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 7 to 10. If you abide in me, and notice, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bring forth much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments or my word, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. We must fill our hearts and our minds with the Word of God, and the more we do, the more we will come to know the Lord, the better we will know the Lord, and the more Christ-like we will become, and this will make us a great father. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, we read, Acts 4, verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, in other words, they hadn't received a lot of teaching growing up, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Yes, our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, and other people that we know and are around will know that we have been with Jesus when we show a great heart and show great character. It's very important that a good father, if he wants to be a good father, spends much time in the Word of God, not only reading it and hearing it, but also living according to it. May God help us men to be great fathers. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for your word. And Lord, I'm sure most men want to be a good father. And Lord, help us remember the importance of spending the time we need in your word and then obeying it and living according to your word. Lord, help us who are fathers to be good fathers. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.